Was what Mr. Kaiser just told us accurate?
Judge, it was a very, very brief sequence that I wanted to bring to the...
I'm sorry, what?
A very, very...
I asked you whether what he told us was accurate.
But it's not complete.
Would you answer my question?
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
Was it accurate what he told us?
I just want to make sure I answered.
Would you answer my question? Was it accurate what he just told us? Yes or no, and then you can explain your answer.
I just want to make sure I'm answering.
You're not answering my question.
The description of the scenario in the courtroom was not as he painted it. There was cross-examination of Mr. Claybeg going on through the afternoon and then into the next day. The series of questions that I actually wanted to read to the court, and this was it. His cross-examination lasted over 2 days, the end of tail end.
Let's see how you're answering my question. He gave us on rebuttal this recitation about the guns and the pictures of the guns and the guns...
No,
sitting
all
around
that.
The
that's
courtroom, and then a series of questions that you asked.
No, this is what I no. I wasn't clear about your question. This is what happened. Detective Bias.
Would you answer my question? Did he give an accurate narrative in his rebuttal, or did he misstate things? Can you just answer that? And did he say things that hadn't happened?
Pictures were not introduced of the legal weapons. Pictures of the search warrant scene were introduced. The guns were in those pictures, but I was not introducing pictures isolated of those guns. That didn't occur. Some of the guns were in the search warrant pictures. Those pictures have been transmitted. Mr. Kaiser made it sound as if I introduced the testimony and then again went back and presented a picture upon picture.
Okay, so is that your only correction of what
no,
you told
I have,
us?
No, I have another correction. Or I have something else I'd like to add. Volume 5, page 368. Where before the legal firearms were introduced into evidence to establish that the defendant had a familiarity with the characteristics of guns, on that page I say it's clear that these guns weren't listed on the exhibit list, that the defendant's knowledge of firearms are at issue. The defendant said he thought the sawed-off rifle was a pistol. It's relevant to show to contrast the legal guns with the illegal characteristics. And so at that point in time, I clearly told the judge, and both parties knew I had no intent of introducing those guns, and it was at that point in time, after the cross-examination of my witness, where it was clear that the defendant's knowledge of the illegal characteristics of the gun were the sole issue, that I asked the court for permission to put in the legal guns to show that he possessed 20-some guns that had stocks, that had trigger guards, and so on and so forth. And so that's when that came in. So the picture that Mr. Kaiser painted was incorrect. There was a brief There were two questions, one on the surveillance system and one on the sign going into the first witness. Past that, there was no mention of it until the cross-examination, and he didn't read all of it. All of it is those questions, and then the defendant answers yes on the front door. And then the questions say, so is it fair to say you were security conscious? Yes, question. And in order to have a loaded firearm at your ready in every room, you have to know how to use the firearms. Yes, I do. And you have to know what a firearm can do. Correct. That was it. Out of hours of cross-examination, that was the sum total of my cross-examination of him on the sign and the security system. And my cross-examination related to his ability to use a rifle, not to paint him as this person that he suggests I want to paint him at. I'd also like to point out that during Detective Beisbeer's testimony, that was the first witness, on cross-examination, the defendant brings up Detective Beisbeer's conversation with a game warden that was called in, and that he had to ask the game warden what that particular gun represented. Well, at that point in time, I thought, you know, I could have gone into why the game warden was there. The game warden was there because the defendant had a dead mink in the freezer. Well, you know, that wasn't the issue of the trial. And the only reason that these issues, that the sign in the surveillance system came up at all, was as it related to the defendant's familiarity and possession with rifles. And in terms of the guns, there was only passing mention of these guns, and they're only included in the search warrant pictures. They're not framed, and they weren't admitted to show these guns. They were admitted because they were everywhere. They were in every single room, and it was impossible to take a picture of the search warrant scene without having the guns in them. And so really, those two items were a very, very small portion of what happened in the trial, and only as it related to the defendant's knowledge of the illegal characteristics. So insofar as Mr. Kaiser made the presentation that it was a focus of Detective Biasbeer's testimony, that was incorrect.
Okay, well, thank you very much, counsel.
Thank you.
Next case for